Welcome to another Moonshine Concert. We're going to be listening to Glenn Frey and Joe Walsh, recorded June 16th, 1993 in Chicago, Illinois. Glenn Frey is one of the founding members of The Eagles. Joe Walsh was a founding member of James Gang.
Check 1, 2.
Don't feel like dying alone. Don't do it. Mean streets Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a big sacrifice to not be watching the NBA Finals tonight.
Hey, hey.
I want to commend all you people. I mean, although you knew it wasn't going to end tonight, I guess it, you know. But this is again, a, you know, a testimony to ICM and the vision they had for this tour to in Chicago on the night of the finals. But we, you know, everything's fine. You know, we're going to watch more basketball in the U.S. Open and a bunch of other stuff. So thanks for coming out tonight. I hope. I'm serious. I'm not smart enough to make this stuff up. Don't worry. I'm not sure if Sexy Girl is politically correct now, but it was a song. You know, I wrote it before, you know, we worried about those things and stuff. Well, no, which, you know, it's good that we know about these things, but, you know, we're stuck with some kind of things. You know, seven women on my mind. Like, is that bad? I don't know. But, you know, no, it's what you want to do with them that's bad. Anyway, now here's a song that I feel is politically correct and is sensitive to, you know, I'm a new age sensitive guy. And
quit schmoozing and just play.
With Al Garth on the alto sax, newlywed Al Garth now. He's almost been married a year. Al, it's almost over. Just gotta settle into that molasses thing.
Yeah.
That's right. From a groove to a rut.
No.
Oh, come on! These are the jokes! Anyway, this is one of my favorite songs to do on stage, and it features the dulcet tones of alto, soon to be 1 year married, and miserable Al Garth.
Yeah!
Actually, with your wife, Al, you're going to be happy a lot longer.
Yeah, yeah.
2 years!
Guy who lets you cry.
So many tours in Chicago, and I think the reason is because it's such a party town that they figure if we start out here, we'll never make it, through the rest of the deal. But anyway, it's nice to have support and not to feel like you're up here alone, and certainly with this merry band of men and women, I'm not up here alone, but to really not be up here alone, and for also for you people to understand what I've been going through for the last 3.5 weeks, takes great intestinal fortitude to say, here is my longtime friend, Mr. Joe Rock. He's an ordinary average guy.
I just got up.
Hey, Joe!
Hey, it's dark, Mr. Lugosi.
Glenn and I. Glenn, yeah. That's why I'm here. Glenn and I are, we don't know what rock stars are, but we are them.
You all remember who we used to be.
Yeah. We know.
Hey!
Okay, we're just ordinary average guys.
Thank you.
It was in June when I bought it.
Oh,
oh
God.
Hey!
The puddle.
How does this one go?
You know, just because we wrote these songs, it doesn't mean we know how they go.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, which one's this?
Right. Joe and I have made a lot of records in our career, and some of them we've made at the same time.
Yeah!
Here's a song that Joe and I recorded together in Miami with the legendary producer Bill Simzik, who's here visiting us tonight, who produced Hotel California and all these songs. Bill?
He's that big crappy guy.
There's Bill Simzik right there again. Produced the James Gang. Three Ride, Edgar Winner. I mean, just a lot of great records. Thrillers Gang, B.B. King. Anyway, Bill's out here because we're going to record this show a little later this month.
He came to my room last night, inhaled my mini bar, and then left.
You saw how big he was. That was why he produced the Eagles.
No, you're going to play this. Stop arguing.
Yeah.
You go to bed.
Nobody knows how to...
You stay.
Nobody knows how to spell his name either, including him.
Yeah.
Ah, he knows.
He should, he's rich. He should buy a vowel.
What do you call him? Coach.
Bill, nice to have you here, and thank you. Bill produced this song and many of the songs you hear tonight.
Everybody's watching me. The people you meet, they all seem to know you.
We're all the funny guys.
Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. You're welcome.
thank you very much. I'm a little hoarse tonight, so it's nice
good
to
falsetto.
Be nice to be false. And I put the false in falsetto. Hey, they're changing my floor monitor.
I had a false set of teeth.
Hey Joe, you know what they call a musician without a home? I mean, without a girlfriend. I blew the joke.
Okay.
Homeless. You know, any guitar players it takes to change a light bulb? Five. One to do it, and four to say, I can do that.
Yeah. How many producers does it take to make an album?
I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah.
Check one, two. This thing's not on yet, but it's okay.
You come over here and sing.
I've had worse.
Your microphone smells a lot better.
Hey. I'm not touching that one, Joe.
I wouldn't need it.
Anyway, we can't seem to get my floor monitor to work, but since I'm not singing lead on this, this is the last song we did. Seriously, folks.
All right, it's my turn in the barrel. Okay.
We're gonna. This is why we ham and egg it here, and I'm sure those of you who came to see just one of us are really disappointed.
Yeah. All right. Two-fifths and three-quarters of the Eagles.
That's right. Go see Henley next month, and it'll be like seeing the entire band.
Yeah. Well, not quite. If you like,
these are the jokes.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's another song from Hotel California.
Yo!
Thank you.
39-34 goals. Right, okay, so we'll just we'll keep you posted. Those of you who, yeah, I know there's a bunch of men here tonight who's like,
look at it.
Their wives or girlfriends are like,
I don't care about basketball. I don't care. Oh, but honey, they're going to be a game five. You can watch that and have all your friends over. It's okay. But honey, I don't want to go. No, really, I want to go see them.
If it goes into overtime.
Women are smart.
Goes into overtime, the encores might be a little late.
We don't care.
That's true.
You get him all the way!
Hey, okay, you're right. I know, I heard a guy who's been over here. He said, shut the fuck up and play this music.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
So here's a song called I've Got Mine. That was what it was called until about 6 days ago, and then we changed the title to I've Got Wine.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. These are the show.
I got a headache.
I got. Yeah. I've got mine.
It's going away.
Take care of everyone.
I've got one. Here's some songs in the key of G. Where were you in 1975? I was young and reckless and bulletproof. G, where were you in 1975? I was young and reckless and bulletproof.
Thank you.
Things that sets Joe and I apart from everyone else is our honesty and our credibility. You know, I got this jacket from Marlon Perkins just before he died. And
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the endangered species look. Come on.
Ah, why not?
We have so many songs to do for you tonight. So much money riding on the basketball game that we're going to have an intermission. Right after this song, we're going to take a little bitty break. Do they sell liquor here? What? Oh, well, okay. And you people need a break, too.
The only reason we're talking so much is because we got to pee.
Yeah, true.
We'll probably go take care of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in there and watch a game, don't we? We're going to bring the TV out here so you can watch it.
Yeah. It's been, Joe and I, we've been, this is the first half, this is the end of the first half of how long is this, a 2-year thing? We're
gonna
do?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we've been out for quite a while now, and we're kind of in the Lulu land.
Yeah,
and we've been talking, like, you know, Joe and I, we have a lot of experience, especially in these love songs.
Okie doke.
In fact, we want you guys to go on an intermission and buy some T-shirts because they're all going to our favorite charity. Yeah, our ex-wives.
Yeah.
I met Joe's ex-wife, plaintiff, in the beauty.
Funny, we had wives. They had the same name. Well, live and learn. What can I say?
Wow, buddy. All right, Glenn!
You see your turbo job, you see your swimming pool, you see all them shoes in your closet, get in that kitchen just once. She didn't go for it.
That's right. This is like the hitting young man joke. I said to my wife, I said, where do you want to go on our anniversary? She said, let's go someplace I've never been. I said, how about the kitchen?
I hate that.
Oh, come on. No, that, even the girl singers are getting mad at us.
Yeah,
come on,
that's okay.
Uh-oh.
Girls have periods, too.
You're wearing red, Joe. No, women are smart, and they know what they're doing. They're telepathic.
Yep.
For that matter.
They always know what they're doing.
Shut up and play, you guys. Okay, here we go.
When we met those women, we should have just walked away.
Walk away, yeah.
Thank you. In addition to the concession stand, will be over the position. Also, the box office is open if you wish to purchase tickets for future shows at the Star Cross Theater, which include the 30th anniversary of the British Invasion, starring Harriet the Pacemaker, Peter Noon, Matthew Mann, and the Searchers on July 16th. Right in front of the July 17th here at the Fly with Stephen.
Tell me I may never see.
Like I said before, you know, one of the things Joe and I are known for is for credibility and honesty, and I wanted to tell you that, you know, James Clavell gave me this t-shirt when we were drinking in Hong Kong.
Oh, what does that mean? Shut up.
Jose Cuervo gave me this headache.
Pretty loud. That shouldn't be doing that.
Joseph, that hat is a birth control device. You put that thing on and you never get laid. Well, no, that might not be true. You might meet somebody with a hat like that.
That never happened to me anyway.
Well, here's a song I enjoy playing every night. This is the first song when Joe was, before Joe got in the Eagles, he was leading Joe Walsh in Barnstorm. He was producing Dan Fogelberg. And Joe was working on this album, So What? He had Don Henley and myself and Randy Meisner, I think, come in and sing on the session. And it was really one of the first times I met him. And we got there and for some reason we had a bottle of Dom Perignon.
Oh, I wonder why.
It was really cheap then, but I spilled it into the board before we ever started.
Sounded better after that.
Nice to meet you, Joe. You mind if I, you know, throw up on the board and then we'll see if we can get a vocal sound?
We have a bullet in 68-62 fourth quarter bowls. Here we go. Remember when I threw up in your car? Got you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can see it. You can face it.
Urban portion of the show, you know, we did that country rock stuff, but Joe and I really, we're from big cities. Joe spent most of his growing up years in Cleveland. I spent most of my growing up years in Detroit, and as I explained to Joe, Cleveland was invented so Detroit didn't feel so bad about not being Chicago.
Yeah. Well, actually,
these are the jokes.
Right along.
Come on, you want to, how about the Cubs? Okay, okay, see? Don't choose me off. I'm at the end of a tour. I'm a little dangerous. I'm a little present.
We have another important bulletin. Elvis is still dead.
And David Koresh quit smoking.
I thought you might feel better, but no.
Joe was in a... We got a bunch of guys that work for us. They're from Chicago. They walk in the dressing room and go, "Everybody lie down." No. These are the jokes. Okay, that's it.
Okay. I was in this gang that we weren't that tough because I had to be in at 6 o'clock to practice clarinet.
Say what?
Ah, Mom. I don't know. And I was in another gang named James. Well, that's a different story.
Yeah! tonight. You came along and changed my life. I'm feeling things I swear I never felt before. Yes, I am, babe. But you look at me. That's all it took. You read my heart like an open book. And it was true, your love.
Drive, you should take a limo.
Yeah. I got a designated limo. Don't drink drunk.
Through history.
Don't drink drunk.
Time has proven that you should take a limo. Teddy Kennedy should have taken a limo.
Yeah.
Jane Mansfield
should
have taken a limo.
James Dean.
Me. Okie dokie, here we go. A lot of you were in diapers when this came out.
This makes me always want to drink a Miller Genuine Draft.
Makes me want to write something else.
Would you show me a couple of your funky licks here?
Sure.
I don't mean to sound patronizing, but as we continue with the urban and law enforcement portion of the show, here's a bunch of licks that I learned all these from Dwayne Allman and Joe Walsh. Hey, listen, professional, you know, amateurs copy, professionals steal.
Well, you taught me how to sing.
Appeal. Wrapped in all the stand-up, standing in my shoes.
gosh, I know what you're thinking. Another didactic psychobabble monologue. Rongo bongo. Just want to say this. There's a lot of problems in the world, a lot of problems in our life, but, you know, we have to have a good time every damn day. You know, somehow, we have to figure out a way to extract joy from the age of chaos. And I can think of no better way than to have a theme song, a love song, if you will, an industrial love song, if you will.
Yeah. Produced by Bill Simpson.
To lead us into the promised land.
You know, I ran for vice president, but...
They should have voted for you, too,
man. They should have voted for me. We had a lot more fun. I can spell potato for Christ's sake.
Hi,
Joe! You know, Joe, I never vote. And then people ask me, well, Glenn, why don't you vote? I say, it only encourages them.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. Oh, well, be that as it may, a lot of things would change if I was vice president. For example, all policemen would have to wear their underpants on the outside of their uniform. That'd keep them honest. And this would be the vice national anthem, I guess. Did I say anything?
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
of the sand. Behind the shoulder, it's a wilder grass. We can breathe, we don't lose. There's a chance to take. When the heat's on you, you give the heat to
delivery for you, sir. Oh God, you know they asked Joe to produce Roger Clinton's album. They approached him, the Secret Service approached him and said, would you please take Roger in the studio for 4 to 8 years?
Yeah.
And we'll make a record. And then Joe said, okay. So he took Roger in the studio last week. He said, Raj, we're gonna get a drum sound. I'll be back in a year and a half.
Yeah, Roger said, he said, okay, Roger, good.
Billy Carter will look like Little Lord Fauntleroy compared to this friggin' guy.
Billy Carter, they're like William M. Buckley or something. Okay, which one is this?
What song are we doing now? Oh, this we dedicate because we were talking about Roger, to anyone with a lifestyle problem or perhaps a older brother relationship they can't resolve.
well said, well said.
Stop me before I talk again!
If we just shut up, we'd be done.
But Chico, don't worry, man. Next two, we're going to do this. We'll do it in Spanish, man. You know what we're saying.
Hey, how you horn guys do it, you bums?
Yeah, you meant our horns, multiple cirrhosis. Bad livers, studs on a budget.
I tell you, what a band is.
Expensive winos.
Now that I've stopped drinking, I can enjoy a cocktail.
Married with problems.
How about good old?
This is it, sports fans. We're out of here. Thank you very much. Here's a song. We all enjoy. We hope you do too. Did a lot of research for this. $50, Joe.
We have fines. We have fines. If you make like a little mistake, it's $5. If you make a big one, it's $50.
That wasn't me.
No.
That was at 2 when I bought it.
Shoot that roadie.
I think it's a little joke. For yelling at him the whole tour, he had me back. Can we try it one more time?
We're going to try that again, just, because, usually we just drop it once to make it look hard.
Yeah.
These are the jokes!
I can't believe it. I made this look up. I can't even play it.
I'm out of here.
I can't believe I...
Thank you. hot for the getting, the booming attraction, the drop of a knee. They knew all the right people, they took all the right pills, they threw outrageous parties, they paid heavenly bills. There were lines on the mirror, lines on her face, she pretended not to notice, she was caught up in the race. Until it was light, she was too tired to make it. He was too tired to fight a fight. Like in the fast lane, never knew his young man. Like in the fast lane, like in the fast lane, everything all the time. Like in the fast lane,
I've been the fast lane. Thank you. We just listened to Glenn Frey and Joe Walsh, recorded live in Chicago, Illinois, June 16th, 1993. You've been listening to Moonshine Concerts.